What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Prequel Podcast. I am your host, very grateful host, Mike Azzalina, and I'm so appreciative that you came back for another conversation, another short clip into how to live our lives every single day as though we're writing the next chapter of our story. Up to this point in your life, you have done so many things, lived so many different experiences that have helped shape you into the person you are sitting there as right now. As you sit and listen to me, you have been sculpted through experience and meeting people and learning from them. And now you're going to take the next step in your journey. And you're going to learn more about yourself today than you knew yesterday. And that's important. So as you build out this week, I'm going to challenge you at the end of this episode with a way to take our message today and live it in action. And that's why I love this podcast. Because it not only challenges each and every one of you, but I challenge myself to do the same thing. And this week's episode is focusing on authenticity, or just being you. Because you were born as you, unique you. There is no one in this world like you. You have all the strengths that only you can boast, mixed with all of the minor shortcomings that you have, or the things that you look at as not good enough. Let me tell you something. I'm here to remind you that those shortcomings and those things that make you think you're not good enough are a mindset. They're a mindset. Because you can quickly turn them into something great that helps to make you, that authentic person, even better. When I was younger, I used to have these episodes where I would just pass out, I would collapse. And after time went along, we learned that I had a heart condition. But before that, I wanted to be seen as anything except for the kid who just fell down. So I'd be the class clown, I would do things wrong on purpose, just to get attention for anything else other than falling to the ground. I became a follower. I looked at other kids and I'd be like them. I would do what they did, good or bad. I wanted to fit in for any reason, anything. Just wanted to be like somebody else. And I'll be honest with you, there came a point where I looked in the mirror and I didn't even recognize who I was anymore. I got so caught up in who they were and wanting to be like them and not wanting to be me that I forgot who me was. So when I talk about writing my own story, I lost all the pages. I had just copied someone else's story. And I got to tell you, it's not a good feeling. To want to be somebody else shows a lack of respect for you. And you deserve better than that. There's a great scene in a movie that I love when a son is going through this exact thing. He's trying to go back to who he was as a kid. He wants to impress somebody. So he's trying to go back to the experiences that always impressed people before. And she looks at him and she just sinks. She's like, be yourself. I think it was last episode I told you all that you don't want me to sing. That's why. And I'm here to tell you the exact same thing without the song. Be yourself. What does that mean? Well, it starts with liking who you are. For all of you. The good, the bad, the not so pretty. Because we all have those components, right? There are things that just jump out as strengths. There are things that we struggle a little bit with. And all of it's okay. Remember, last episode, we talked about asking for help. So if you struggle in an area, and that's just part of who you are, ask for help, because that can be part of who you are. And it shows you want to grow. Like who you are. When you look in that mirror every day, be okay with the person looking back at you, because that person has greatness written all over them. You just got to pull down the obstacles that are getting in the way. You got to empty the mindset that, get rid of that self-talk that you're not good enough. Because you are. Like who you are. Like the person looking back at you in the mirror. The next thing I want to tell you is to live life for you. Don't live it for the people around you. The second you start living for them, you become them. And you lose yourself. Don't live it for the people that surround you. Live it for you. And here's the thing. Once you start living for yourself, you positively impact those people. Because you're happier. And the happier that you are, the better they feel. Because they want to see you happy. So live for you. And I said this before, but make sure that you are respecting yourself. Make sure to be respecting yourself each and every day. This, again, is the voice you hear most often. Treat yourself with kindness. Treat yourself with respect. If you start having negative self-talk that you're not good enough, that you don't want people to see the real, genuine you, empty the thoughts. Clear your head. Start again. You're good enough. Trust me, you are good enough. If you're trying to live your life by impressing someone else, being someone else, people are going to miss out on the greatness that you are. And I want the world to see how great you are. So live life trying to be you. Let people see how great you are. Again, get rid of that negative self-talk. Focus on the strengths that you bring to the table. And those things that maybe you're not as good at, try and get better. Live in the now. Don't go to the past and say, well, I used to do this and it was really, it always helped. No, no, no. Live in the now. Don't look to the future and think, well, in the future, I'm going to do this, this, and this. No, be you right now. Be you right now, because being you right now will make you a stronger you for that person you're trying to get to. Stop caring about what others think. It doesn't matter what others think. Their opinion does not matter, because if you can be your most authentic self, if you can be the most you that is possible, they're going to love you for you. And if they don't, you don't want them. Be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to tell people how you feel. Don't be afraid to just stand and say, this is me. This is who I am. These are my ideas. This is my belief. Step out of your comfort zone and be yourself. Nothing good ever happens in your comfort zone. And find your people. Find the people that love you for you, that want to be around you, the actual you, not the Halloween mask version of you, but you. You see, when we spend time trying to be somebody else, we're moving further into what other people want us to be, rather than who we want to be. Again, stop caring about what others think. Stop caring about the picture that they paint of you. Worry about the self-portrait that you've created. Worry about the mirror and who you see in there. That's who you want to be. It's interesting. We spend so much time trying to fit in that we actually forget that we were made to stand out. So go stand out. My challenge is that to this week, just be you. All the time. Don't spend time trying to fit in over here. Just belong as yourself. Because people appreciate you. There's beauty. There's greatness in you. Let others see it too. You are loved and you matter each and every single day. Go add to someone else's story. And while you're at it, make yours a little better too. I'll see you next time. Much love.